The Mitchell's Front Page Podcast is brought to you by Geelong Bank. Listen live on 94.7 The Pulse, Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 till 11.
On the line now, we've got Belinda Joyce, who is a midwife, and I'm really keen to hear from her about what it's like at the moment for babies coming into this world. Belinda, good morning.
Good morning, Mitchell.
Well, thanks for being on the program. I sometimes talk about the time that I came into the world, which was back in the early 90s, and a lot was going on with the Berlin Wall coming down and economic recessions on the horizon. It's interesting to go back and read about the time that you came into the world, even though as a baby you wouldn't remember anything. But I just can't imagine what the kids being born today will read when they sort of look into the past of their lives and see this very unprecedented time. It's an amazing experience.
That's right. It's very different at the moment.
So explain what kids are having to, or babies really, are having to confront. I mean, for a start, everyone around them is wearing masks and they can't meet grandparents, that sort of thing.
That's right. Look, the mask wearing, obviously at home, their parents aren't wearing masks, but when they're out and about, the small amount of time that they are getting out and about, they're not able to read people's emotions and learn those usual communication cues that they would normally be able to do. And certainly at home, they're just home so much more, not getting out to the regular, you know, mothers' groups, parent groups, play groups. So they're lacking that socialisation and the fun and the developmental sort of aspect to that. And as well as that, the parents are not getting the usual help or support from friends and family, not from a lack of trying. It's just very difficult when everyone's in lockdown. We're quite isolated. Those new parents often feel isolated anyway with a new baby, but at the moment they're sort of doubly isolated.
And I'd imagine babies are used to getting to know who their relatives are, who their grandparents are, uncles, aunts, that sort of thing. Now it seems to be reduced to these people looking through the window at the baby, but of course the baby probably can't even recognise who they are.
That's correct. And many are just not getting to meet extended family at all. If their family live in another state, even another town, or in some cases another country, with all the border closures, there's just no opportunity for them to meet at all. So thank goodness for some of the technology we've got with Zoom and FaceTime and those kind of things to help.
Do babies understand the concept of Zoom? Do they react to seeing someone on a screen?
Look, we actually don't like to encourage screen time with young babies and young children. However, the only exception to that is actually video calls with friends and family, because there's a real benefit there, especially if they're seeing, you know, perhaps a parent who's far away and can't see them. That interaction is really important. So as they get older, I think they start to get it a little bit more, and at least have a bit of fun, you know, seeing people smiling at them and pulling faces and singing songs. And we've got grandparents reading books every evening to some of their grandchildren. Wow. That kind of thing is still really beneficial, but certainly not the norm.
What does it mean for the development once these restrictions are eased and the babies can actually start getting out there in the world? How are they going to catch up on this period of lost development?
I think they will probably just catch up. We don't really know, but I think certain things are a little bit delayed at the moment. So because they're just not getting to experience those normal socializations and things, they will just catch up later. And there's no opportunity to do it at the moment. And we're even seeing that many babies, and this is anecdotal, we don't have any research as yet, but there's many babies haven't had a common cold yet. And it's normal for most babies to have at least 7 or 10 in their first year of life.
Really? But 7 or 10 in 1 year?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. That's how they develop their amazing immune system. And they're just not being exposed to the common cold. I mean, adults aren't getting as many colds either with all the mask wearing and the isolation, which is a great thing. But for a baby, we assume that's also just delaying their immune system really kicking in as it usually would.
Do you think that'll be able to catch up without too many concerns once things sort of return to normal? I mean, who knows how much longer we'll be wearing masks for example?
Yeah, look, I hope so. There's nothing we can do about it, and I think it'll just be kind of interesting to watch. Young babies or children heading into the childcare area, obviously children aren't wearing masks, and it's not safe for them to wear masks, babies and children. So they're still sharing more than anyone else, but it's more the babies, the really young ones who are still at home the entire time. Some parents have said to me that their baby's only been out, you know, a handful of times because, you know, apart from maybe walking around the block in the pram or something, they haven't gone out on the usual outings to visit friends and family or even just to go to the supermarket and the shops. They've been avoiding all of those things for good reason, but it's just a different world.
But yeah, developing kids need to get used to those sort of environments, I'd imagine.
That's right. And it's important for their socialisation as well, just learning that there are other people around and communicating with them.
What advice would you have? I know a couple of sets of new parents that have had a child recently and they're coming to terms with it, as you say. What advice would you give new parents that are going through this?
I think it's really important to try and stay in touch with friends and family. So using that technology such as Zoom and FaceTime and Skype. And then there's even some really great online sort of games and things that people can play just to give you something to do when you're catching up, because there's not a lot to talk about when everyone's just staying home either. So sometimes you need some conversation starters and a bit of fun. People can still really support new parents by doing some of the more common things like dropping off meals if they don't live too far away, and picking up shopping for them or running errands, because they do still need things to get done. But if they're able to stay at home in a bit of a baby bubble, keep everyone safe, that's a great thing as well. And I think I'm running a free virtual mothers group online. It runs most Tuesday mornings where parents, mothers or fathers, can come along, just jump on a Zoom call and see that there are other parents going through this. The mums especially are just loving being able to see that they're not the only ones, that there are other people going through this, sitting up with their babies on their lap with some of the same concerns. That's been really beneficial, I think.
Those mothers' groups do seem to be quite important. Do most mothers actually go to them and engage with them normally in non-COVID times as a way of getting that support?
Yes, they do. I'd say the majority are often really looking forward to the mothers' groups. They've heard, we actually call them first-time parent groups most of the time in Victoria now, because we do want to invite fathers into it, but commonly most people call them mothers' groups still, and it is mainly mums who attend. But because we can't do the face-to-face, we're just having to get a little bit more creative and find other ways to, I guess, share experiences and support each other.
And Zoom's as good a way as any.
That's it.
Well, thank you very much for being on the program. Good luck with that, and hopefully it all goes well. And it'll be interesting to see what happens over the next 6 to 12 months for some of these children that have been born during this time. And as you say, we are hopeful that their development will catch up, but we'll wait and see.
Thanks, Mitchell.
Thank you very much. Belinda Joyce joining us on the program this morning, midwife, maternal and child health nurse, and the author of a book called Survive and Enjoy Your Baby.
The Mitchell's Front Page podcast is brought to you by Geelong Bank. Listen live on 94.7 The Pulse, Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 to 11. Or search for Mitchell's Front Page on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or wherever you get your podcasts.